con el grupo.
And these are the. And this is one. This here is one. What?
Bottle.
Or say if you go to the dentist, he might say he needs to fill that. If you had a cavity, he'd say, I have to fill that.
A cavity.
It's in this. What?
In this tube.
Huh?
In this tube.
No, that's got a name. Every tooth in your head got a name.
What do you call the flesh around your teeth?
The what? The gums.
And this is one. This here is my
hand.
And I have two.
Two hands.
And this is one.
One fist.
Two.
Two fists.
And a place where the bones come together is called a... Any place on your body where the bones come together would be a... Just like your elbow or your wrist, any place like that is a...
And you have your elbow and it's your wrist.
Say if you're getting old, you might get stiff in your...
No.
Or just any place where your bones come together. Be called your...
Arthritis.
Okay. Where are you sore when you have arthritis? Where does it hurt you?
It hurts all your legs and things like that. I never had them.
You ever hear of joints or giants? And on a man, this is his
chest.
And these are his
shoulders.
And this is your
knee.
So the whole thing is your
knee and leg.
Okay. And this is one.
1 foot.
And you have two.
2 feet.
And say if I get down in this position, you say that I
got on your knees.
Or not on your knees, but you're. Say if a child wants to hide from me, he might go behind the sofa and what would he do?
He hide.
What position would he get in?
Get behind it.
And hit.
Then there won't be people.
If you get out like this, behind that sofa, you had a cat caught, get out like that. What kind of position would it be? What kind of position am I in now?
On your bend your knees.
I'm in a squatting position. Right?
I don't know, might be.
Do you ever hear people have a name for this back part of your thigh?
Back part.
This here. Do you ever hear honkers or haunches?
I never heard of that.
And this part of your leg here, the sensitive bone, what's this called?
Cavity leg.
And do you ever hear shins or shanks?
Shank, Mom, that's a extend from your knee on down to your ankle bone. And you can kick a person down and it hurts desperately, unexpectedly.
If someone had been sick for a while, you'd say, well, he's up and about now, but he still looks a bit...
Still bad and weak.
Looks a little bit pale.
Okay. Someone who's in good shape, you'd say he's big and...
Strong.
Okay. Would you ever use the word stout?
Yeah, big, strong, and stout.
What does stout mean?
When you hit it.
Okay. Do you ever use the word stout talking about butter that's turning bad?